Ladies and gentlemen.
We've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're very glad that you're with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my right and your left, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings are being broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. There is a 30-second delay between what occurs live in this room and what is broadcast on the internet. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present and everyone participating virtually is invited to stay throughout the commission's meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance or participating virtually must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. For those of us here in this room, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you switch it off or turn it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. For testimony from people here in this room, supporters will go first, followed by opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. We will start with folks present in this room, and then we will ask to hear from people that may be participating remotely through the call-in number. Because there is a 30-second delay, we will pause the hearing to allow the internet broadcast to catch up for people watching online and wanting to participate by phone. For those of you here on the premises who wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We just need the name and place of residence from anyone speaking on the phone. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Our first public hearing is subdivision 2021-28, Lands of Fannin.
This is a standard subdivision to divide 4.45 acres plus or minus into five single family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the north side of Shawnee Road, which is Route 36, approximately 0.7 miles southwest of South DuPont Highway, which is Route 113. The tax parcel is ID is District 130, Map 3, Parcel 170.00. The zoning district is MR, Medium Density Residential District. Into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's preliminary subdivision plan. We have a copy of a letter from the applicant. We have a copy of the applicant's soil feasibility study. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. I would note that the application requires a waiver from the forested buffer requirement. We have received zero comments in support, zero comments in opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
I just sent you an email that was sent to me from someone with the questions about it.
And that is now in the record.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, is there anyone here representing this application?
Mr. Chairman, commissioners and staff, Bob Rosenberger with Cairns and Associates, 128 West Market Street here in Georgetown.
Okay.
We have designed the property for five single-family lots in accordance with the code to be served by a private road right-of-way in accordance with county engineering criteria. We have spoken with the engineering department about providing management within that private road right-of-way with bio-retention swales and infiltration. As previously stated, the property does show infiltration potential, and DENREC has approved the septic evaluations for all five lots. We have also had the step one stormwater assessment meeting with the Sussex Conservation District, and they are in agreement with the basic information. And we have been in contact with a geotechnical engineer for further soil evaluation to verify that for meeting the DENREC criteria for best management practices and stormwater management. We do also have fire marshal approval for the T-turnaround at the end of the private road right-of-way, which also meets the county standard. And we have submitted the request to mapping and addressing for the road name, Sunny Rose Court. And we had requested for the subdivision name of Shawnee Estates. They advised that that is a little similar to another subdivision within the area. And then we did request Sunny Rose Estates, and they confirmed that has not been taken. The property is the residual parcel. The two parcels directly behind it on Old Shawnee Road to the northwest came out of this base residual parcel. And the two parcels to the southeast along Shawnee Road were also originally subdivided out of this parcel. There has been some interest expressed by the parcel closest to the private road right-of-way. They may want to have access to that. The prior recordations do carry a note that DLDOT does require that if any of the surrounding properties adjoining that road want to, you know, use that, that has been offered up. The prior recordation did transfer to DLDOT the road widening, right-of-way widening that they normally require for that classification of road. We are intending, in addition to that, a permanent easement along the DLDOT right-of-way. We did have our pre-submittal meeting with them, and they had no major comments and recommended that they would issue a letter of no objection. We will submit our plans to them for that purpose. There are no major improvements that they will require, and the permit will be handled through the district engineer for that area. With that, if you have any questions, I would be glad to answer them.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
So have you designed it in a manner in which you'll retain the stormwater on your site? And is there any possibility that any stormwater could flow over onto the neighbors?
No more than what flows to the adjoining properties at the time, at current time. The property is and has historically been cultivated. The simple practice of converting those areas to lawn, even though we are adding the houses and the roadway, is only a minor addition of a runoff from the agricultural condition. We will be providing that management within the private road right-of-way as stated. And also, the developer has asked us to also provide a cistern on each one of the lots to be able to harvest rainwater for reuse on that property, whether it be watering the lawns, washing the car, doing the simple things around the home, that they would not have to take the water from the domestic potable well.
So that you're saying that they're regarding access to the road, that is, did you say that you will make a provision for the neighbors to be able to use that?
Yes, the road right-of-way does abut their property.
No other questions?
Like right up to the property?
Yes.
Is that even, are we even allowed to do that?
You're up.
Are we allowed to do that?
Yeah, no, I wasn't sure if you were asking Mr. Whitehouse or me. Yes, certainly. I mean, that's just like interconnectivity, so.
Oh, goodness. Well, Mr. Fannin, I do thank you for waiting till my aunt died before you did this. This is my aunt's property.
Oh, my.
So, and, yeah, it wasn't under good circumstances that this is not longer my aunt's property. Anyway, so, yeah, we're worried about drainage, and not worried, but there is some concern as to are these people going to keep their word? They went to all the property owners nearby and said, we're going to make these great upscale houses, and it's going to be an upscale neighborhood. So we got nothing we can do to not do that, correct? This
right.
is just a subdivision.
It's just a subdivision, that's right.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you the concern that the neighbor has. So that's it. You will have RV pads and sidewalks and others in your plan?
Yes, we're asking for the sidewalk just on the interior side of the private road right-of-way. We're extending that down to Shawnee Road and providing the Del Dot, the proper type of bus stop down there for the residents, for school-aged children.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Okay. Ms. Wingate.
The only question I have, just for clarification, the road, the access road, will be maintained by the HOA?
Yes, it is. The Homeowners Association will be drafted the documents and presented for review by the department.
Okay, that's all I had. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Whitehouse, any questions or comments?
None for me, thank you.
Counselor?
None for me, thanks.
Okay. All right, sir, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application.
Thank you, sir.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2021-28, Lands of Fannin? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2021-28? Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to subdivision 2021-28, Lands of Fannin?
If there's anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Okay, we have Ashley on the line.
Okay.
Ashley, your line is open.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I'm an employee with Suffolk County, just testing the line.
Okay, Ashley, we hear you loud and clear. Thank you very much. Operator, is there anyone else standing by?
Next, we have Mark Johnson. Mark Johnson, please state your name and address before making your comment.
832 Shawnee Road.
Okay, Mr. Johnson, go ahead.
I'm not either for or against actually the plans on the adjoining property. The plans that the builder and the agent showed look wonderful. I'm actually the one who had the question, if this is subdivided, will they honor this plan? Or is obviously this committee probably can't answer that. That is my question, or maybe you can't. But I'm sure about the stormwater issues have been discussed, so that was one of my other concerns. Would the access road be raised at all? The water actually flows from my property towards the field, which is just, it's never had any water tank on the field or my property, so I wouldn't imagine it would be any issue at all. But it's a question to ask because 2 years from now when it's done, and that they didn't do it to make that. So those are my two questions. The main is it seems to have been properly addressed, and once this subdivision is approved, is there anything stopping the builder from saying, no, we decided not to build these homes with sidewalks and roads, and now we're just going to put, much, much smaller or something that's out of the ordinary in those applications? Those are my only questions. If the plans they showed us look fantastic, I will say that.
All right, sir. Well, we're going to ask our director, Mr. Whitehouse, to respond to at least part of your concerns, and then we'll try to address the rest. Mr. Whitehouse.
And Mr. Chairman, some of those final details are in the staff review process that the applicant would have to go through. So at the moment, we're still waiting on agency approvals from DelDOT Conservation District. One of the questions before the commission is whether to waive the requirement for the forested buffer and or bulk grading and topography requirement, which is normally shown on a final subdivision plat. But there's still some engineering work to be done before any final could ever come back to the commission. So that answers the question.
Okay. And just generally, Mr. Johnson, the process of getting a subdivision fully approved and permitted is very long and complicated. This is just step one that we're in this evening, was deciding whether or not there should even be a subdivision there. I can assure you that any representations that the applicant makes to us upon which we base our decision are things that he will have to do. He will not be allowed to just simply change his mind, do something different later on. So there's a good deal more that the applicant has to go through by way of approvals, and I would encourage you to keep in touch with the Planning and Zoning Office. The files are public information. You are welcome to come in at any time during normal business hours, look at the files, see what's being done, and the staff would be very glad to answer any questions that for you that they're able to answer.
Fantastic. You've been very helpful, and I appreciate the time. And like I said, we have many reasons to believe that the building isn't going to do a fantastic subdivision, but just had a couple questions.
Sure.
Appreciate your time.
We're happy to do it. Thank you, sir. Operator, is there anyone else standing by?
If there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one else on the line who has indicated they would like to speak.
All right, we thank you. Commissioners, any further questions?
Thank you.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.